Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause in our day, a few moments to step back, to gather as one Klal Yisrael, and to dive in together on behalf of the many needs of our people. Thank you so much for making today's call a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, 25th day of the month of Iyar, 40th day of the Omer in Israel, where it is already Yom Rivi'i, the 26th day of the month of Iyar. We continue to hold Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael in our hearts, davening for our brave chayalim, and all of those standing on the front lines protecting our people, and all those around the world. We continue to daven for the brave servicemen of the American Armed Forces, as we'll do so in the following tefillah. May he who gives salvation to kings and dominion to princes, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, grant wisdom and righteous counsel to the President of the United States and all who guide this nation. May he protect and bless the servicemen and women of the United States Armed Forces, granting them strength, courage, and safe return. May the decisions of America's leaders bring peace, security, and stability to all. May the Supreme King of Kings in his mercy put into their hearts and the hearts of all their counselors and officials to deal kindly with us and all of Israel. In their days and in ours, may Yehuda be saved and Israel dwell in safety, and may the Redeemer come to Zion. May this be his will, the Nomar, Amen. On behalf of EOU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Charles Motzen of Ner Tembe Green Spring Valley Congregation in Baltimore, Maryland, as well as Motzen also serves as the special envoy, special assistant to the executive vice president at the EOU, as well as the director of Yeshiva, wears many, many hats. It is an incredible schutz for us to have him back on the program to share words of Divrei Chizik. Following Rabbi Motzen's remarks, we will recite together Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. That will be followed by the Mishaberach for our incredible Chayalim. And finally, Rabbi Motzen will conclude with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those we are davening for. To sign up for the daily reminder email, please visit ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. With that, the chavod, great honor, Rabbi Motzen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. It's such an honor to be back here on the OU Tehillim Call. And I want to share with you a timely thought. It's relevant in general to our lives and certainly in 2026, and it's also very much relevant to this week. On Friday, we're going to be celebrating Yom Yerushalayim, and I want to share with you an insight which begins with a story. Now, the story goes back to 1263. The Ramban, Moshe ben Nachman, Nachmanides, was really the undisputed leader of world Jewry at the time. He was an elderly man. He essentially was really winding down to a large degree, but he was forced to debate an apostate Jew by the name of Pablo Christiani. The king, King James, forced them to have a debate, a dispute. The Ramban actually recorded his remarks in a book that he published. And although there's some controversy as to exactly what did and did not take place, it's quite clear that at the end of the debate, the Ramban said certain things that offended the Christian leadership, and he was forced to flee. So here he is, not a young man at all. His whole life, his whole family, everything he has is in Spain, and he's forced to leave. So what does he do? Where does the Jew go? All roads lead to Yerushalayim. And he travels to Yerushalayim, and he comes to Yerushalayim. At the time, you have to keep in mind that Yerushalayim, the whole country, was still reeling from the Crusades, back and forth with different leaders and different countries and different people destroying the country and then coming and then destroying the country. It was an absolute mess. We actually have a letter that he wrote for his son, and I'm going to quote to you something that he wrote to his son not too long after arriving in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote, "What can I tell you about the land? There are so many forsaken places, and the desecration is great. The more sacred the place, the greater the devastation it has suffered. Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh is the most desolate of all." End quote. And I just imagine the Ramban standing there in Israel, thousands of miles away from his homeland, from his family, old, broken. I'm sure he realized that the golden era of Spanish Jewry was really coming to an end. The Jewish future looked bleak. And he comes to Eretz Yisrael, the place which is described in the Torah as overflowing with milk and honey, this beautiful place, and all that he sees is utter desolation. And then something shocking happens. There was some paradigm shift in the Ramban's mind, something that just turned his perspective. Because when he settled, he's decided to settle in Yerushalayim. He had to actually bring people to Yerushalayim because there was not even a minyan in Yerushalayim. But a couple of people started trickling in. And when he was there, he began writing his magnum opus, his parish, his commentary on the Torah, on Chumash. And in that commentary, he writes a passage that we actually read from last week's Parsha. We read the Tochacha. The Tochacha, as we know, is a long string of curses, the terrible calamities, all the terrible things that are going to happen to the Jewish people if we disobey the Torah. And tucked into the Tochacha, we have a pasuk, Vashimosi ani es haaretz. I will make the land desolate. And you could just imagine the Ramban reading this pasuk and saying to himself, yes, look, we misbehaved. Hashem made the world, the land, desolate. It makes a lot of sense. I see it with my own eyes. But the Ramban, with an incredibly fantastic, creative leap from the pshat, goes ahead and quotes a medrash. Rashi says the same thing, but he quotes the following. And that is that this one line, tucked into the Tochacha, something that he saw, that he experienced, that he was mourning, was actually a bracha. It was a blessing. It was Hashem's way of telling the Jewish people that yes, you'll be exiled. Yes, you will suffer. But Eretz Yisrael, the land which is our place of connection between Hashem and the Jewish people, Hashem was telling the Jewish people that no matter what, no matter how far you go, I'm holding on to the land for you. And I'm going to make sure that I don't care which country comes, I don't care what skills they have, whatever they're able to bring to the table, the land will remain desolate until you return. The goal, the objective of Hashem sharing this message was not a curse. It was a bracha. It was a form of consolation. It was meant to be a sign of the unbreakable bond between Hashem and his people, between us, between Klal Yisrael and their Father in heaven. And I'm always blown away by the Ramban's optimism. You know, he was able to walk through the ruins of Yerushalayim and see in that destruction a connection to Hashem, how Hashem is loving us and looking out for us. And I imagine if the Ramban did not travel in the 13th century, but he traveled today in 2026. Okay, he'd have to pay a little bit for a flight, a little expensive, but he would come to Yerushalayim. And I just imagine him, you know, on a WhatsApp call or FaceTiming his child and looking around the land. And once again, he would see that prophecies have been fulfilled. But instead of prophecies that describe destruction, there'd be very different prophecies that the Ramban would be able to report back to his father. He would see the fulfillments of prophecies that describe Hashem describing how he's going to bring the Jewish people back from all over the world. The fulfillment of promises that when the Jewish people return, that the barren wastelands will be transformed into lush forests. He'd see technological advancements that boggle the mind. He'd see the fact that the Jewish people have an army and they're strong and they're powerful. And he'd see Jews of all types, real kibbutz galuyos coming together. He'd be able to walk through the streets of Yerushalayim and hear the laughter that the prophet speaks of. All those prophecies return, coming into fruition. And if the Ramban is able to be optimistic and be able to be moved in a time of such desolation, how much more so, I wonder to myself, do we have to be jumping for joy that we live in 2026? That we celebrate a Yom Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim is actually Biyadenu, that we're able to visit the Kotel HaMaravi, that we're able to go so close and we're able to be and touch the stones, rebuilt a Yerushalayim that has not been fully rebuilt. We still await the Geula, but the fact that so many prophecies have been rebuilt, just imagine, and this is what I try to do every Yom Yerushalayim, imagine what the Ramban would do and say if he was able to be optimistic from within the Tochacha, from within his own personal Tochacha. How optimistic we have to be. Yes, there are problems. But how optimistic we have to be, how positive and how grateful we have to be that we live in such incredible times. That yes, Yerushalayim is not Benuya in the fullest of senses, but it's almost there. We're getting there. And it behooves all of us to celebrate, to appreciate, to have such incredible gratitude and joy for the fact that we have Yerushalayim. Now, I want to add one quick thing, another short story, because, you know, there is an element of Yerushalayim, which is that brings us joy and happiness and sense of closeness to Hashem. But we can't lose sight of the fact that the name Yerushalayim comes from two words. There is Shalem, the completion, the sense of connection that we feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with God. And there's also a sense of Yira. There's a sense that Yerushalayim is supposed to demand of us that we see Hashem in our lives, that we are thinking about Hashem. And the fact that all of us, I imagine, have visited Yerushalayim probably many, many times, or the fact that we're able to visit Yerushalayim, that means that, yes, on the one hand, we have to be filled with the shameless, the gratitude that we have that connection, but we also have to be filled with a sense of Yira, recognizing that Hashem is in our world in a way that perhaps our ancestors, perhaps people like the Ramban, didn't have that same experience. You know, there's a story, it's a Hasidic story about this individual who used to go visit his Rebbe. And back in Europe, he used to go travel across Eastern Europe to go visit the sons of Rav, the Chaim Halberstam's sons. And while he would travel, he would always stop at a certain city, a small city, and he would stay by the rabbi of the city. And this rabbi was a little bit jealous. You know, why are you going to the sons of Rav? Why don't you stop by me? Why don't you stop by me? You're looking for a Rebbe, you have to travel so far. I could also be a Rebbe. Come learn by me. And the Chassid, you know, with him and Han, finally, he ran out of things to say, so he said, listen, I'll tell you why I go to the sons of Rav. He says, when I go there, he teaches me to be Yodea Machshavos, to possess a near miraculous ability to see into people's hearts, to divine their thoughts and concerns, and you can teach me that, says the Chassid. And this Rebbe now is a little incredulous or really skeptical. He's like, really? Really? You could read my mind? He says, what am I thinking about right now, asked the rabbi. Right? What am I thinking about right now? And the Chassid says, that's easy. You're thinking about God. And the rabbi smirked. He said, no, I'm not. I'm not thinking about God. And the Chassid shook his head and he said, you're not thinking about God? You? Now you know why I go to Sons. What he was trying to convey is the incredible importance of thinking of Hashem. We have an extra responsibility in 2026 to celebrate the joy and the closeness of the connection to Hashem. And at the same time, means we have to double down on our Yira Shamayim and our Yira Hashem and recognizing that Hashem is truly in our lives. If we do so, then yes, we do not yet have the full Yerushalayim, but it's certainly something very close to us. We're able to experience the meaning of Yerushalayim, the Yira and the Shlemos, the connection, the love, the gratitude, and the sense of fear, recognizing how Hashem is in our world. And when we do so, Merz Hashem, B'mherav Yameinu, will be able to really, truly celebrate and see the completion of all those prophecies, B'mherav Yameinu. We're now going to say some Tehillim. We're going to begin with Perek Chaf. L'mnatzeach Mizmar L'David. Yancha Adonai B'yam Tzara. Yisagech Hashem Elohei Akais. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikhaidesh. U'mitziyain Yisadeka. Yizkar kol min chaysecha v'ilachtecha yidash mesela. Yiten lecha chilvavecha v'chalatlas chayim alei. Miranina b'shuatecha u'v'shem Eloheinu nizgal. Yimali Adonai kol mishalaisecha. Ata yadati ki yoshia Adonai mishichai. Ya'anehu mishmei kachai. V'gvurais yesha yiminai. Eile v'arefev v'eile basusim. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, himakaru v'nafalu, vanachnu kamnu v'nisedad, Adonai Hashia, hamelech ya'aneinu v'yam harenu. Tehillim, Perek, Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir l'malais, esa einai el heharim, me'ayin yavai ezri, ezri me'im Adonai, oisei shamayim v'aret, al yitein l'may draglecha, al yonum shemrecha, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha yad yiminecha. Yomar mashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar seitzcha v'yacha, me'ata v'yaday laham. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, 130. Shira malayis, mimamakin karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'Kaili, Tiena Aznecha Kashuvais L'Kol Tachanunai, Im Avaynai Tishmaryah, Adonai Miya Amayid, Ki Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivarei, Ki Visi Adonai Kivsa Nafshi V'Lidvarai Haifalti, Nafshi L'Adonai Mishamrim L'Abayker, Shamrim L'Abayker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Kim Adonai Chesed V'Arbe Imay Fidus, Vihu Yifda es Yisrael, Mikal Avonai Sarav. Achinu Kol Beis Yisrael, Nisun Batsar V'Shivya. Haim Dene Vayam Uvein Vayabasha, Hamakon Yirachim Aleihem. V'yaytziyem Yisrael Lirvacha, U'me'afel Laira, U'mishivu Ligula, Shtab Agalav Yizman Kariv, Namar Amen. As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, and they all present, have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. We'll now say Mishaberach for the Chayalei Tzahal, prayer for the Israel's defense forces. Misha Beirach Abisinu Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, Hu Yivarech Eschaya Litzvaga Nal Yisrael, the Anshei Kaichai Sabitachain, Haim Dima Mishmaratzenu V'Arei Aleheinu, V'Gvul Havanayim Amidbar Mitzrayim, U'min Hayam HaGadol Alevo HaRava V'Chol Makayim Shehem, V'Yavasha Ba'Avir V'Yaham, Yitein Adonai Esayvenu, Hakamim Aleinu Nigafim L'Shneyem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmar V'Yatzil Eschaya Aleinu, Mikol Tzarav Yitzuka, U'mikol Nega Machala, V'Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha B'Chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem, Yad Be'Ersayneinu Tachteihem, V'Yatrim B'Chesu Yishua V'Ater Sitzachayin, V'Kriyam Behem HaKasuhu, Ki Adonai Eloheichem Alechim Achem, V'Yilachem Lachem Imayvechem L'Shiefem, V'Neymar Amen. And finally, we will say Misha Be'ach V'Cholim. I will pause, and when I pause, you can recite the name of those you are davening for. Misha Be'erach Avaisenu Avram Yitzhak V'Yakov, Moshe V'Aaron David Shlomo Yivarech V'Rate Esacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Racham, Yimaleihem, Lach Li Mam Rapam, Lach Zachaz Kam Lach Eilsam, Vishlach Lahem, Erfuah Shalema, Menash Amayim, Lechol Evarem, Lechol Gidem, Esar Shar Chal Yisrael, Refuah Sanefesh, Refuah Saguf, Hashta Bagalav, Yizman Kariv, Neymar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Motzman. Really great to have you back on. Tremendous plus for all of us. We look forward to having you back. Please God, in Yerushalem, in the very near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. I want to thank Rebecca Levy for all of her help and coordination behind the scenes, as well as wish her and her husband, Al, a very, very happy anniversary in Yerushalem, many, many, many more to come, your beautiful family. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone safe and wonderful day.